Fresh Air's linguist Jeff Nunberg filed from France for over a year. Now he's back in the States, and he's listening to how his daughter is making the adjustment.
Sophie's almost five now, back in the States after a year and a half in France. Right now, her English is still larded with Gallicisms. She sometimes puts the adjective after the noun, as in, Papa, you give me the popsicle red. And she says things like, I want to look television, which is a literal translation of French regarder. This will all pass in a couple of months, now that she's back in an American school. But right now it gives her a winsome quality, kind of like a French dandy. And it makes it all the more uncanny when every once in a while she opens her mouth and delivers herself of a chunk of pure adolescent Americana. Like the other day, we're having an argument about whether we can go to the video store to get her a cassette, and when I finally give in, she throws both her fists in the air and says, yes. I'm taken aback, to put it mildly. I ask her, Sophie, what does that mean, yes? And she says, en anglais, you say that when you win. Of course, I know where she got it. She got it from looking television. It's part of the language of postmodern childhood, if that isn't a contradiction in terms. Sebastian the Crab says it in The Little Mermaid after he swings a block and tackle into the mouth of the cook who's chasing him and knocks out all his teeth. Aladdin says it in The Return of Jafar. You see kids saying it all the time on commercials for video game players and candy bars. I hear different theories about where this yes business started. One friend of mine is sure it's a Bill Murray Saturday Night Live thing, and other people have told me it's a Michael J. Fox thing or an Arsenio Hall thing. My own guess is that it started with Marv Alpert, the New York Knicks announcer. At least, Alpert says it, and it's hard to imagine him borrowing it from anybody else because, you know, he's Marv Alpert. But actually, I don't know that it matters that much just which shipment of fruit this bug came in with. The important thing is that this was a TV thing, and that it started to become popular in the mid-80s, around the same time as the thing did. So what is this yes business anyway? It's like a cry of triumph, except that it isn't much of a cry, not like ole or hooray or yahoo or banzai. You say it with a hiss, not a yell, and without ever opening your teeth. In fact, it's got to be the only triumphant exclamation in the world that ends in a consonant. And it's usually uttered after the fact, or at a remove from the action. It's what a sitcom adolescent says after he's hung up the phone and gotten the date, or what his dad says after he's walked out of his boss's office with a raise. It makes you into a spectator of your own triumph, as if you were Marv Alpert watching Earl the Pearl sink a jumper. Monroe, yes! That's where the expression gets its ironic charm, particularly in the mouth of comics like Bill Murray or Arsenio Hall, who make a shtick out of maintaining a distance from the tumult of their inner life. And you can see why it would have a lot of appeal for adolescents who are struggling to keep their cool in the midst of a hormonal Beirut. But it's a little alarming to hear it from those precociously hip 8-year-olds in the video game commercials. Yes, yes, yes. Doesn't anybody say yeah anymore? Of course, Sophie is still a few years off from grasping the notion of ironic detachment. And yes is just another one of those English expressions that she hasn't quite mastered. She's got the accent okay, but the gesture's a little too exuberant. She jumps from one foot to the other. And right now, she seems to be more interested in other exclamations, expressions with a pre-modern appeal. When we finally get to the video store, she rushes to the cartoon rack to pull down a Flintstones tape. Papa, we get this one. Yabba-dabba-doo.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist associated with Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.